The H1N1 influenza virus infected about 61 million people during the 2009 pandemic. Dave Cornwell was one of them.
I had a fever, I was achy, you know, flu-like symptoms. Well, I was in the emergency room for several hours, and finally somebody came in. The doctor actually said, looks like piggy flu.
H1N1, also known as swine flu, claimed about 18,000 lives worldwide. What began in April 2009 in North America quickly spread around the world. 7 years earlier, it was an epidemic of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, which originated in Southeast Asia.
There were about 8,000 cases of SARS or so back in 2002 to 2003. But it was, of course, a very severe illness. H1N1, the influenza pandemic, was very, very widespread around the world, but fortunately was not severe.
Dr. Kevin de Kock is the director of the Center for Global Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia.
But we can't always depend on severity and extent of spread being separated like that. So we are prepared, but there is still a lot of work to be done, and we cannot take anything for granted.
Dr. Isabelle Nuttall is a top World Health Organization official in Geneva. She says a lot of progress has been made in preparing for another epidemic, but not nearly enough, despite commitments to be ready for a serious outbreak by 2012.
Countries committed to work to implement surveillance system, to be able to have good laboratories in place, inform their population, to do containment measures if need be, to be able to stop that spread of diseases. However, as you realize, that's a lot of work, but we're not there yet.
Outbreaks are common around the world. Dr. de Kock at the CDC says people should be vigilant but not unduly worried. And he points to the H5N1 virus or avian influenza as an example.
It seems to be not very transmissible from person to person. Nonetheless, infectious diseases can change in their epidemiology.
Earlier this year, an outbreak of influenza in Mexico prompted people to line up en masse to get vaccinated. 90% of the reported 600 cases of flu were from the H1N1 strain, which has also been on the upsurge in northwest India. WHO has set up the Global Outbreak Alert and Response Network, and at its Geneva headquarters, a strategic health operations center. In this high-tech facility, experts from all medical fields regularly gather to monitor and analyze the latest data on global disease outbreaks, ready to act at the first sign of the next epidemic. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.